the naysayers and to all of those that would like to destroy the future of the greatest country in the world, our message to them is the same as my grandfather's. Them that's going, get on the wagon. Them that ain't, get out of the way.
Herman Cain.
Herman Cain.
Solutions for a better America.
This is your host, Herman Cain. Thank you for joining us. Because you know we're going to tell you the truth. We're going to give you the facts. Because we want you to be better informed and inspired to help make this a better United States of America. Three things you need to know. I'm not talking about all of the noise in the media. We've talked about that. Three things that you need to know are things that can impact you. First, Steve Mnuchin announced that the new tax withholding tables have been released. If you use a payroll service provider, they are still trying to work it into their routine. And he said that they should impact your paychecks by February. And he released the withholding tables for the new tax law.
This new guidance will mean that workers and their families will receive larger paychecks starting in February.
Larger paychecks starting in February. Now, if you happen to be working for a company that gave you a surprise bonus, you've already gotten something bigger than you expected for 2018. And Mnuchin goes on to say that for those bonuses by companies that have already issued them, don't take out the usual 25% on bonus. You only need to take out 22%. Why? Because overall, the tax rates are going to be lower. Now, he also says that they ran models to make sure people weren't overwhelmed, overwithheld, or underwithheld, so the number of people getting refunds will stay the same.
Based upon last year's withholding tables, approximately 76% of taxpayers were withheld so that they had refunds at the end of the year. We expect, based upon the new tables, there will be no material change in this number.
And the other thing to keep in mind, folks, is that everybody's situation is going to be a little different. But when you consider it all in all, most, and I'm talking about 80% or higher, will get a tax reduction. The only time you need to really be worried about whether or not your taxes are going to go up is if you're in the multi-million dollar income group. I'm not in that group. And then the other thing he said, he responded to one of the typical liberal media questions who ask if the guidance is not an attempt by the administration to boost paychecks before the midterm elections in the fall.
We knew we were changing the tax bill, so it obviously made sense to wait from January to February so that we gave people time to institute this. Any claims that we're doing this for political issues are ridiculous.
Ridiculous is his answer. And besides, if the American people deserve a tax cut, why wait for political reasons? I don't think the administration was politically motivated one iota to try to get this done so it could impact the election year, although it might. But think about the American people instead of politics for a change. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi is continuing her saga of just how bad this is. She says that Democrats are going to hold town hall meetings this weekend to teach Americans about what's in the recently passed GOP tax bill.
It's really important for the American people to continue to realize how damaging the GOP tax scam is to our economy.
It is not a tax scam. It is not damaging to our economy. But that is the line that Nancy is going to continue to use. And when companies step forward and they were giving out bonuses ahead of time because they sat down and calculated just based upon what they did in 2016, what that would do to their taxes. And as a result, many of them said, whoa, this really is a good thing. And as a result of being a good thing, we're going to give our some of our employees some surprise bonuses. But no, Nancy Pelosi poo-poos the bonuses. She said the corporations are doing it just to smooth with their employees.
In terms of the bonus that corporate America received versus the crumbs that they are giving to workers to kind of put the schmooze on, is so pathetic. It's so pathetic.
I have a question for you. Not everybody listening to this program got a $1,000 bonus or a $2,000 bonus. I get that. But if you were to get an extra $1,000 or $2,000 and you think it's crumbs, would you please call us and let us know at 877-310-2100? If you think that's crumbs, let us know. Remember, she's a multi-millionaire. She is so out of touch that that's what's pathetic. The good news is the tax changes have been passed. President Trump has signed them into law. The new tables are being sent out. They're going to incorporate them during the month of January, as we talked about and expected. And you should see some real changes in your take-home pay, all things being considered. Now, if you go in and start changing the number of withholdings and the number of dependents and making a lot of other changes, you're not going to see apples and apples. So if you're going to make changes, do it after you can do a side-by-side comparison of your January checks and your February checks. That would be my advice. Otherwise, you're going to believe the malarkey from Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the other Democrats. This is not a scam. It is good for America. If this were a scam, it would not be, the stock market wouldn't be responding the way it is. The second big thing that you need to know, because it can benefit you. Medicaid work requirement. What a novel idea. You see, there are two things that the Trump administration is doing here that I like. First, they're going to let the states decide. Remember my motto? Remember one of my principles? If you want to solve a problem, go to the source closest to the problem. The states administer Medicaid. They're closest to the problem. Secondly, it says if they want to require work requirements, which can take various forms, education, learning new skills, it's up to the states to decide, not the central federal government. Central federal government cannot implement programs. They're not close to the problem. Now, the liberal heads are exploding over this. They don't believe you ought to require people to work if they are able-bodied. And once again, Nancy Pelosi argues that the requirement to work may actually undermine the program.
The elderly, disabled, pregnant women, and children will all suffer from today's draconian decree, and that we will fight.
If you're elderly, you're not able-bodied. If you're disabled, you're not able-bodied. If you're pregnant, you're not able-bodied. So here she goes again, using a litany of lies to scare people into thinking that no, what the Republicans want to do will not work. I recall, folks, that back in the late 1990s, Wisconsin put in place a similar program. Wisconsin put in a place under Governor Tommy Thompson to require people to work if they were able-bodied. That included if you were going to school, if you were learning a new skill, if you were going to a technical school, a whole list of things that qualified as able-bodied. Their welfare rolls dropped dramatically. Why? Because a lot of people were scamming the system. The state of Wisconsin didn't have enough people to go around and make sure everybody was able-bodied or not. But if you had to go in and apply for your welfare payments or your Medicaid, and you had to prove that you were not able-bodied, the numbers went down. The model works. But the liberals are going to claim, oh, you're going to do some bad things to the people who are not able-bodied. No, you're not. And then the third thing that you need to know, reform of our criminal justice system. You know, we've heard politicians talk about criminal justice system reform for decades, and nothing was done. But you see, this president is a businessman. I told y'all that. You know that. What do business people do? They try to identify the right problem, work on the right problem, and come up with a solution. So the president, he hosted a listening session on prison reform. And he wants to advance the agenda that promises to bring together Republicans and Democrats. He'll probably be able to advance prison reform sooner than he'll get Republicans and Democrats to come together. You want to know why? They thought that they had laid out the broad parameters for immigration reform and the wall, only to find out that the Democrats, they weren't serious to begin with. But the president says we'll be very tough on crime, but we will provide a lot of opportunity for the future.
We're working to reduce crime and put dangerous offenders behind bars. At the same time, we want to ensure that those who enter the justice system are able to contribute to their communities after they leave prison.
After they leave. And there's a model, folks, right here in the state of Georgia that they've been working on for several years, and it works. They've been able to save $47 million. Here are the components that the Georgia criminal justice reform system addresses: accountability courts, job training, the reentry initiative, and residential substance abuse treatment facilities. Why is this important to you? The less people that get caught up in this cycle of prison revolving door, the better off you're going to be. Secondly, it's a good thing from a humanitarian standpoint to give somebody another chance who just may have made a mistake and want to get their life back on the right track. Georgia has a model that's working. The president is listening. And I'm looking forward to prison reform, real prison reform. You're listening to the Herman Cain Show.
Herman Cain
always gives me insights to what I don't already think about or know.
Solutions for a better America.